So I have a friend who just became a science teacher in a certain school, and he was given specific instructions of what he can and can't teach. You know, sometimes in science, there are certain things that the Torah doesn't really agree with so much. So the principals really told him to keep it simple and not really talk about the things that he shouldn't talk about. So I thought this would be very apropos for a certain shiloh that I saw by Rav Zilberstein. The title of the shiloh is, "Must Students Object to Their Teacher's Heresy?" What was the case? The case is as follows. There was a group of students who were in secular education, and over time in Eretz Yisrael, they were starting to get a little more frum and to learn a little more about Yiddishkeit. So much so that they decided that it was time for them to go to yeshiva. And they were finished with their school, and they wanted to leave school and go to yeshiva. However, the people that they were connected with, it says in the tshuva that they said, you know, finish school so you can end up on good terms with your parents and your parents aren't upset at you. But and then after school you should go into yeshiva and you'll go in with a hischachus or new renewal in your Torah. So as when they got back to school after a couple of days, they realized that the certain things that they were learning weren't really stimming with the way of the Torah, of how the Torah really observes, you know, creation and stuff like that. So they felt they had a chiyuv, they had a responsibility to give this teacher a little tochacha, a little rebuke. Also, it might have been an issue of chil Hashem. If they sat silently there, maybe it showed that they agreed. So what should they do? Should they say something to the teacher? Should they go against and say, you know, this is not really what the Torah says, or should they keep quiet because they don't want to lose their agreement with their parents, is that their parents only agreed that they would be able to go to yeshiva if they finish out their school and finish out their tests. So Rav Zilberstein quoted the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Reish Ches. It says the following. It says, "The mitzvah of tochacha, rebuke, only applies to Jews who are Torah observant. The mitzvah of tochacha only applies to people who are living the way of Hashem. Al pi derech Torah. Tochacha, like to give a rebuke to someone who isn't from, there's no mitzvah of that. You're just going to be able to, you're going to make a separation between you and that person. There's no mitzvah to be able to rebuke someone who isn't living al pi derech HaTorah. So Rav Zilberstein told them, al pi the tochacha aspect of they wanted to give rebuke to their teacher, there is absolutely no chiv or obligation for them to give rebuke to their teacher and tell them that. What about the chil Hashem aspect? What about if they sat there and they didn't say anything back? Maybe it would be a chil Hashem. So Rav Zilberstein quoted the Gemara in Sota on Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. It says the following, and then with this will be the last issue that he deals with. It says that we know that when Paro wanted to kill the Jewish babies, he had three advisors there. They had Bilam, Yisro, and Eov. Bilam was the one who decided to do it, and he was killed, the Gemara says. Yisro ran away, and the Gemara says that because he ran away and he was so against this plan, his descendants would serve in the Lishkas Hagazis with the Sanhedrin. And Eov, the Gemara says, Eov was quiet. Eov was quiet. And what did it say? The Gemara says that because Eov was quiet, he would endure a lot of pain and sufferings. Right? Because he didn't say anything, he would maybe do that. So now Zuberstein would say, maybe this is the same thing. Maybe if they don't say anything, maybe if they realize that something is right and they don't say anything, maybe they were wrong. So the Zuberstein quoted the Brisker Rav, who explained why was Eov punished, and the students, Rav Zuberstein is going to say it's different. But Brisker Rav says, what was so wrong about Eov? Eov was wrong because if it really hurt him to see Jewish blood and Jewish people, and his brothers in pain, to see Jewish babies thrown in a river, even if he knew he wouldn't have said any, even if he knew that whatever he would have said wouldn't have done anything, even just by saying something would have showed Hashem, but it would have showed everyone else there that he would have cared. He might not have been able to change it, but to show that he would have cared. But because Eov says, you know, I don't even want to try, that's why he was punished. So when Rav Zilberstein posed this comparison of Eov to the students, his father-in-law, Zatzal, Rav Al-Yashev, said, it's not a good comparison. Why? Because Eov was one of Paro's high advisors. Even if he wouldn't have listened to it, it would have made a little roshim on Paro. One of his advisors was telling him, you know, this is blood, this is innocent blood, you're killing. These students, if the students start talking to the teacher about how he's wrong and everything, they're just going to find them annoying and stuff like that. So Rav Zilberstein ends off saying that they should absolutely do nothing. They should sit there quietly, and then even though their beliefs are different from their teacher, they should just remain there quietly, and that's it. And I think that's a very big lesson in our life. Sometimes we meet people who have different outlooks and perspectives on lives. It's very important that we have to respect everyone's outlook and their perspective, and obviously always remain firm to the Torah way, al pi derech haTorah, and how the Torah views everything in our lives. Thank you.